Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, let's go into something else this evening, talking about this. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. The further I go, this keeps growing on me. And that's good, but then on the other hand, I don't see how I can get through all of it either. So y'all just believe with me, right? We'll go the right direction. In 1 Samuel 15, I want you to see examples of how people respond incorrectly and then how people respond correctly to correction. And in 1 Samuel 15, you're going to see somebody who did not respond correctly. They rejected and refused correction. And it cost them severely. It is Saul who was the first king of Israel and Judah. And in 1 Samuel 15, verse 1, Samuel said to Saul, this is 1 Samuel 15:1. The Lord sent me to anoint you to be king over this people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou to the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I remember what Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all they have and spare them not. Slay man, woman, infant, suckling, ox, sheep, camel, ass. What does that mean?
Everything.
So Saul gathered the people together and he took the soldiers and he went. Now, let me back up a little bit. What's the first thing Samuel said to him? Now, you know who Samuel is, right?
Yes.
He's the prophet of God. He's the man of God. He stands in the forefront of the prophet's ministry in the nation. In one sense, you could say there's no prophet that stands in a stronger place than him in the nation. And he's the one that God sent to anoint this man king when he's running after some lost donkeys. Right? Had not a clue about being a king. Right? And he starts out his conversation by saying that, doesn't he? The Lord sent me to anoint you to be king over his people, over Israel. Now listen to the voice of the words of the Lord. Why did he start out that way? He's saying, I have a right to talk to you. Now, we're going to get into some of this some more tonight as the Lord will help us. I'm beginning to ask and answer a question here. Who corrects who or whom? Who has a right to correct whom? Not everybody has a place to correct another person. You've got to see where your place is and not get out of your place. Some people should not be trying to correct certain people in their lives. But here, Samuel comes to give him instruction and he starts out by why he has a right to tell him this. I'm the one that God sent to anoint you to begin with. Now I'm telling you, this is what the Lord says do. So, here they went. But you know the story. They got over there in the thick of it and they won the battle. But they decided they would spare the animals and spare the king, spare some oxen, and they kept finding some really nice stuff and really nice animals. And so they decided it would be all right to modify God's direction because they are the ones on the scene. They know what's going on. So they feel liberty to adjust the instructions. Have you ever seen, or maybe as a child, played the game about pass it down? Somebody on one end of the row will whisper something to the person sitting by beside them, and they whisper to the next, and they're supposed to pass it down, and by the time it gets down the row, about 10 or 12 people, it's totally different than what started out up at the front. That is not okay. That's a serious problem. We say, why? Well, how did it get changed? See, people don't just do that with people's words, they do it with God's words. That's just how they are. And why? Why did the message change so much from one end to the other? Because people in between did not respect the words. They felt free to put it in their own words and say what they thought the person meant instead of what they actually said. And this happens all the time with the Lord's words. You have to watch this about revelation, about word of knowledge, about word of wisdom. This has been a source of a lot of confusion. That sometimes somebody will get, they will legitimately get something from God in their heart. They'll get something. But then they'll put their own interpretation. And they tell what they think it means instead of what the Lord said. You see a lot of confusion in these areas. And so many times what you should do is just say, what is it the Lord said? This is what I got in my heart. And sometimes people say, well, what does that mean? And many times you just have to say, I don't know. Let's try that out loud one time. I don't know. That's a new phrase for a lot of people. A lot of preachers have a hard time with that. They feel like they're supposed to know everything. We already know you don't know everything. I've had people before ask me, well, Brother Keith, what about so-and-so? And they're asking me about a scripture, or they're asking me about a doctrine or something, you know. And there's been more than once that I said, well, I don't know. And they look at you, and I've had people say, oh, come on, tell me, Brother Keith. I can handle it. Go ahead. I said, no, I don't know. Oh, you just don't want to say. You just say, come on. No, really, I don't know. I don't know. But you'll find a lot of people have a tough time. You know, something will happen and people will say, well, what does that mean? Or what's going on? Or what's the Lord's doing? And I mean, just at right and left, you'll find people, they blanch out into some kind of explanation, and they're going to tell you, and they go around the world and talk for 30 minutes and say nothing. They should have said, I don't know. What does that mean? I don't know. I believe we will know. The Lord will show us, but I'd just be giving you my opinion if I said anything else. That's a whole message right there that we won't take time to get into. But what happened? They did not respect the words of the Lord. When the Lord says, go wipe everything out, what does that mean? Everything. So, the Bible said, verse 10, the word of the Lord came to Samuel. He said, it repents me that I set up Saul to be king. Man, that's strong. For he's turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. He knew how serious this was. He knew Saul had crossed the line. So Samuel, verse 13, he came to Saul. And Saul met him and said, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Had he?
No.
Do you think he really believed he had? Oh, he knew. And Samuel said, what means this bleating of the sheep in my ears? What's that I hear? Is that sheep? Is that cows? What's that? And Saul says, well, you know, they. Now he's feeling some pressure, right? He's feeling some heat. So what happens now? They. Boy, that's been human nature from the beginning. Right? Well, Saul said they. The people. The people brought them cows. Yeah. Verse 15, he says it again, because the people, you know, they spared the best of the sheep and they spared the best of the Lord. But you know, it was for the Lord. It was to sacrifice to the Lord. And of course, the rest we have utterly destroyed, just like the Lord told us to. Well, this is wrong on many levels. Is he receiving correction? What should have been happening? Here, the man of God, the man that stands in the strongest prophet's ministry in the whole nation, the man that anointed you king, is looking you in the face, sent by the Almighty. And he says, what's these sheep out here? What's these cows out here? How many know it is time to repent? Right now, right now, it is time to hit your knees. It is time to go on a 3-day fast. Amen. Did you hear me? I'm serious. Amen. I'm serious. But it got worse from here. He said, well, you know, the people got some cows and the people got some sheep and they got the good stuff, but they got it for the Lord. They got it to give to the Lord. Samuel said to Saul, stand still right there. Let me tell you what the Lord told me last night. How many know he ought to be trembling? He ought to be trembling right now. And Samuel said, well, say on, tell it. Samuel said, when you were little in your own sight, were you not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed you king over Israel? And the Lord sent you on a journey. He told you to do something. Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites. Fight against them till they be consumed. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you fly on the spoil and you did evil in the sight of the Lord? Saul said to Samuel, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I have gone the way the Lord sent me, and I brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and I've utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people, they took some spoil and some sheep and some oxen and chief things that should have been destroyed, but they did it to sacrifice to the Lord. Oh, friend, this is how you get judged. This is how you disqualify yourself for the blessings of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me